Spain's main electricity grid network has ruled out a cyber attack as the cause of yesterday's massive power cut, one of the worst in Europe's history. While power has been gradually restored to hospitals, airports and rail networks, the authorities have yet to determine a precise cause for that outage. It also affected the Portuguese network. For more, we can talk to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, who's been following this story. Tony, there was a lot of head scratching yesterday about the cause of all of this. Are we any the wiser?
I mean, to a degree, we are a bit wiser in that the main electricity network provider, Red Eléctrica, has ruled out a cyber attack. Now, having said that, the other authorities or other institutions in Spain have not completely ruled anything out. The Prime Minister, Pedro Sánchez, has said that the government won't rule out any hypothesis, as he called it. Also, the main criminal court has said it would launch an investigation into whether or not the country's infrastructure had been hit by a terrorist attack or a cyber attack. So clearly, I assume they're trying to rule out as far as they can all of these eventualities. The main theory yesterday was that there had been a very big spike in temperatures between 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock Spanish time yesterday, and that had caused problems with the high voltage pylons and cables, because when temperatures reach a certain point, those cables limit the amount of energy they can conduct. And that was seems to have been the problem they were looking at yesterday, and perhaps even that one of the interconnectors between France and Spain was particularly affected by this. So that caused potentially a much more serious outage than might have happened if there were problems with high temperatures in different parts of the country. Now, that there have been there has been speculation about whether the country's very high reliance on renewables left it somewhat vulnerable to an outage like this. The Spanish government has said that's not the case. The European Commission has said that's unlikely as well. So we are still waiting to get a definitive view, but the Spanish National Security Council met this morning under King Felipe VI. Pedro Sánchez was also present at that meeting, and they are looking to explore all of the options before we get a definitive answer. And of course, all of this information will have to go to Brussels, to the European Commission, because their energy officials are responsible for coordinating the European grid. So if there's a problem, obviously, in Spain, that can have a knock-on effect elsewhere.
Tony, thanks indeed. That was our Europe editor, Tony Connolly.